What's up, dudes? You got it, dudes. You got it, okay, dudes. Yeah, dudettes, all that shit. I want to just,
tell my wife that we're going to sell the refrigerator.
Yeah.
We're going to invest all of our money into cocaine. I'm telling you it's going to work.
This is my business plan. I recorded it.
I'm going to be my biggest customer.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, this is the, Full Nelson podcast host copyright. I am the fucking host. And we are chilling out, man. We're just doing what we're doing. It's really just me. I'm at my house. I'm inconsistent with this podcast. I know I am. Let me take this fucking headphone off, man. And let me take some effect off my voice. But, you know, depression gets in the way of me getting this podcast done. So, you know, that's what it is. It is what the fuck it is, man. Okay, there we go. That's a good volume level. Yo. See motherfucking right. Let me turn this shit down. Check. You know what the binity are. You know what the motherfucking binity are. You know what the motherfucking binity are. You know what it is. If you don't know now, you know, dumb fuck numb nuts. What's up? Your girl wanted drunk, date, rape, drugs, but she got unk, cuck, cunt, clutch, dick, in a dump truck. You know what I'm saying? See motherfucking right. You know what it is. If you don't know what it is, you should be ashamed of yourself. And don't admit that to anybody that you don't know what it is. You're chilling, rocking with me, the motherfucking best, man. I'm the greatest. I'm the best, right? I'm not going to tell you who the fuck I am or why the fuck I'm the best, but I'm just going to say that, all right? And then, yeah, I don't really have to. Here's the deal, man. It's a crazy world we're living in. I'm just going to. A lot of shit's been going on. I don't know what the fuck I want to talk about. Current events. I don't want to do that shit. I really want to make prank calls, man, but I don't want to get in trouble. Last thing I need is more charges. Now we're cooking with gas. Now we're starting to do it. What the fuck are you doing, Moo Moo? Hey, Moo. What are you doing, Moo Moo? The fuck. Oh, okay, cool. Yo, here's the deal, right? I'm just chilling, man. I'm just trying to think of some shit to talk about. I'm just going to be completely transparent. I just got back from the studio, kicking it. Shout out to Johnny Hamcheck. Shout out to D1. And I got some chicken that I made. It's sitting in the motherfucking... Let me turn this up a little bit more. I got this chicken that I made. I'm going to turn this hall volume down a little bit. Chicken that I made is in the motherfucking fridge right now. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be good. I know it's going to be good because I didn't make it. Turn that volume down just a little bit. How's that? Jesus Christ. I got to do my thing. Bow. That's too much. How about that? Is that good? What about that? Too much. Hey, how about this? Hold on. Yeah. What about this? Hey, check it out. You are now listening to Copyright, the Full Nelson podcast, broadcasting live from the bipolar weather of Columbus, Ohio. You've got me, Mr. Motherfucking Marabella, in the place to be. You're rocking live and direct. So listen, I know I took a while to get this episode or whatever the fuck. And I'm inconsistent with this shit. I know I am. I told myself when I was locked up that I wouldn't become inconsistent again. But, you know, I am. I'm not inconsistent with the music right now. So I feel like, I guess, drained by the time it comes to sit here and talk. Plus, it's kind of weird to talk by myself and shit. Like, I'd rather sit around and bullshit with my friends. But my friends are all full of shit. Right? So I'm just going to do this myself, run through some things, try to kill an hour. I remember back in the day I had an old podcast called Unicorn Orgasm. If anybody else remembers, let me know. Actually, don't let me know. I don't give a fuck. And by the time you bring it up, I won't remember what you're talking about. So I used to edit music. It's up on my Bandcamp. There's like 3 episodes of it on my Bandcamp if you want to check it out. But I had it back in like 2016 or some shit, 2015. And that just goes to show you, like, if I would have kept doing it, I probably would have a really nice following and shit and all that good stuff. But my inconsistency just got the best of me. So I'm just going to try. What I've been telling myself is that I'm going to make this up to... This is a good volume level, too. I like it. And fuck it. I'm going to keep the effect like this. And if I listen to it back and I don't like it, I'll just hate it. And I'll just know for future reference not to put that much effect on it. But listen, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So I was telling myself, since I've been bullshitting on getting these episodes done, what I've been thinking about is, excuse me. You hear that truck out there? What I've been thinking about is doing an episode each day. Or at least a week. I don't know, man. I got so many fucking ideas. It's crazy being have so many ideas. Sometimes it's hard to focus on the ones I want to get out, you know? So I'm just jumping into this bullshit and getting this done. But listen, I don't want to talk about this fucking Diddy bullshit, right? I don't give a fuck like that. I mean, I do to a degree, but like, we're tired of hearing about this shit. I'm not about to be another dude with a fucking podcast where I'm talking about that dude. So, plus I hate the prison and jail systems and the quote unquote justice system. So there's no reason why I'm going to take... Wait a minute, I said that shit, but then I just... So I'm looking on YouTube, and it said outside the Diddy trial day 11. It said, why did Diddy's son do this? I know it's about to be some clickbait bullshit. Hold on. Where's the shit at, man? I'm not watching all this bullshit. About to be some butt. I don't give a fuck. See, here's the good thing about having ADHD. I watch this clip. If I'm looking for some bullshit and it doesn't come on within like 10 seconds, my ADHD kicks in and I have to just go somewhere else and click on something else because I just don't have the fucking patience. I don't know if it's going to pay off me sitting there watching it for 30 minutes or 30 seconds. No, it's more than 30 seconds. I wanted it to be 30 seconds. So yeah, I'm just chilling, man. I got this good pen. I have this good pen. Let me use proper grammar. Damn. Holy shit, dude. There's a brand new Louis C.K. special. Fuck. Yo, that's great. I'm watching this as soon as I get done with this stupid shit. Hold on. Matter of fact, let me let you guys hear some of this. So it came out, I just noticed there's a Louis C.K. live comedy special. It was just uploaded to YouTube 4 days ago by LOL Box. It's got 34,000 views. And it's a, pardon me, hold on, 51 minute and 49 second special, I'm assuming. Hold on. I mean, it looks to be. I just haven't heard it all or watched it all. I literally just saw it, so I'm just putting you guys on. Yeah, okay, it's a special. Captions are like fucking... Well, turn the captions off, you dumb fuck. Turn your head. Okay, I agree. When it comes to closed captions, I don't like them on the screen if I'm watching comedy because I feel that the captions fuck up the timing of the joke. If I can read the punchline before they say the punchline, it's going to mess up the joke for me. So I want to hear the way they deliver it, their timing. I want to be surprised and hear it. That's where laughter comes in. I don't want to read the motherfucker. I don't want to read the script. I want to see the movie. It's an analogy. So anyway, I say that to say this. Louis C.K. on this YouTube thingamajig I was just talking about, somebody's bitching about the captions because there's automatic captions edited into the upload and I'm like, dog, you don't have to look at Louis C.K. How bad do you want to look at Louis C.K. that the captions are bothering you? It's stand up anyway. You don't need to see really. You stand up works without the visual. But you know, it's just another day of me being online and getting infuriated and becoming livid by like I'm being judgmental, but people who I deem to be idiots, it's just I get irate easy, man, and I need to work on that. So, yeah, I got some chicken in the fridge, piece of chicken, and I'm thinking about going to fuck up. I'm thinking about going to eat it. What I'm going to do while I grab that from the fridge is I'm going to throw on this Louis C.K. thing so we could all listen to it together, okay? All right, bitch. Hold on. Jesus fucking Christ. All right, so check this out.
And we'll pay you for the 2 weeks. And I said, okay, I'll do that. So I had nowhere to go, and I thought, maybe I'll go to Russia. I really don't know why. I can't really explain any decisions I've made then. Because I have children now, so you don't have to search when you have children. You're not like, oh, what could I do to enhance my life? You're just sort of compelled to do whatever comes at you at a certain age in life. But I was in my 20s. I had no wife, I had no girlfriend even. I just was this guy, and I had money from a TV job. And so I just said, I'm going to go to Russia. Because when I was a kid, I used to read Russian novels. And I loved them, and I would open all the windows so I would be cold. And I wanted to be cold like they were. So I just decided I'm going to go. And also, somebody told me that the wall had just come down in the Soviet Union, and that Russia was a really crazy place at the time. So I said, I'm going to go there. I speak no Russian. I can't even look at the alphabet and understand what I'm looking at. There's no place more foreign to me than Russia. So I went. I went to Moscow, which is when you land in Moscow, it's just forest, and there's a city in the middle of just forest. It's terrifying. And as the plane goes down, you're like, no, I didn't want to really do this. And the whole time there, I couldn't fend for myself. It was already a country that was just
broken
in pieces. And the weirdest things happened to me there. And they just became normal after a while. Like I was in a restaurant, and a waiter came up to me, not my waiter. And he said, Coca-Cola? And I said, uh-huh. He said, Coca-Cola. And I said, sure. I don't drink Coca-Cola, but I had learned by that point, just do what they're asking you to do. Sure. So he went to the kitchen and he got a Coke and a can, and he handed it to me and he said, $5. Because only dollars were worth anything there. And I said, okay, on my bill. He said, no, $5, me now. So I gave him $5 and he put on his coat and he left. He just sold me a Coke on the side and then quit his job. So those are the kind of confusing moments I was having there. And I couldn't talk to anybody, and I was so lonely. It's difficult. I mean, I was alone, and I just sit in the room and go, okay, that was really fucked up. I hated that day. And I tried to watch television, and the TV was American shows like Dynasty.
You know what it is.
And the way they translate, they didn't have, what they did was the sound is a little down, and there's just one man saying all of the dialogue in over the whole show.
Easy
stuff. I was there for 2 weeks, and it just was crushingly, I had made no contact with anyone. And then one day I went into the subway. Now, if you've never been to Moscow, the streets in Moscow during the Cold War, they were made wider so that they could have missiles going down the middle of the street for the parades. And if you go there, you'll find out if you go behind the big buildings, they actually tore the buildings off of their foundations and dragged them back. And a lot of the bigger buildings in Moscow, in the back, they're being held up by like bricks. It's really unnerving how unsafe the whole city is. So the streets are very wide, and you can't cross the street on a green light. You'll never make it. So they made tunnels so you can go under, and those are connected to the subway. And the subway in Moscow, you go down in an escalator and you keep going until you think, it just keeps going. Like, this is so deep. This is really upsetting.
That's what she said.
But anyway, everyone hangs out in these tunnels. I went in the middle of December. I went to Russia in the middle of December.
How are you liking the podcast so far?
And I'm standing in the subway, and I'm watching a violin player.
I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. Right now I'm eating a piece of chicken that I made in the air fryer before I went to the studio. So after I eat this chicken, I'm going to cut off Louis C.K. so you don't have to hear me chew. But it is succulent.
The thing about Russia still today, I think, is that no one has any money. So when you see a guy playing the violin in the subway, he's like the first chair violin for like the Russian Symphony Orchestra, because that doesn't pay shit. And at least he can get a few kopecks in the subway. So I'm watching him, and everybody, these other people are sitting on the floor, and we're crying. Everybody's crying. Everybody. It's just normal. People are just watching, just wiping away tears.
Shout out Edward Snowden.
And there's a young fella sitting here, and he looked my age. I was 25 at the time. He looked about 25, and he was tattered and just watching this violin player.
I'll be right back.
And then this group of kids walked by, about eight children, ranging from 5 to 10 years old, and their faces were dirty, like, you know, like an Oliver Twist, like they were in a play, like they had rubbed dirt on their face. And they're all wearing men's coats that they're wearing as like a, like, you know, from the neck down to the floor. And none of them have sleeves, their hands in their sleeves. Their sleeves are just flopping. They were like street urchin kids. And the coats, it just looked like these men's coats. And you kind of knew all the men who owned those coats are dead. And at least one of these kids killed those guys. Like, I swear I looked at an eight-year-old's face and thought, he has murdered. And that's what they looked like, just tough little kids. And I'd seen them before in Moscow. They work in groups. The guy sitting below me that I identified with called out to the head kid in the front. I don't speak Russian, so I just knew he was going, he's appealing to him. He needed something. And the kid with his hands in his sleeve looked at him suspiciously and said, what this? Like, what the fuck? Why? What do you want from me? And the guy went, explaining himself, and he showed that his shoe had come apart. And he showed that his shoe was like a flap, and he showed the kid, but this, and he showed him his shoe. And the kid shrugged and said, this, like, okay. And the kid's hand appeared from out of the sleeve, and there was a tube of shoe glue in his hand. He didn't rummage for it. It was already there. And he handed it to the guy, and the guy fixed his shoe with the glue, gave it back and just, and then the kid from the other, he took another, his other hand had a paper bag, and he put the glue in, and he huffed it, and his eyes rolled back, and he got high. And then the group kept going, and I couldn't believe what I just saw. That the misery in this country at that time was so calculable and so predictable that this guy thought, my shoe's broken. Oh, there's a child. He's sure to have some glue in his hand because the state of our nation is so wretched. And I looked, and he looked at me, and I was startled, and then he laughed, and I laughed. And he's the only person I had any contact with in the whole of the Soviet Union. And I realized this is why I came here, to find out how bad life gets, and that when it's this bad, it's still fucking funny. That's all I got. Thank you. Somebody does that for you someday. That's a very nice thing.
I hope you had a good day. That's about all I could do about it is hope. I had a pretty good day. I went out shopping for some things I needed, and now I don't need them because I got them. I got a white noise machine. Do you know what those are, a white noise machine? That's a machine that helps white people sleep at night. Because you shouldn't be able to. I'm hungry. I'm a little hungry. I mean, I feel hungry. I think that's what... Americans shouldn't say, I'm hungry. They say, I feel hungry. If you ate today, you shouldn't say, I'm hungry. Hunger's a real thing. I don't have third world hunger. I have first world hunger. I would like a donut. Some people say I'm starving. That's offensive. I am starving. I haven't eaten since 2. I'm starving. Don't say that. Because some people are starving, and they don't say it. You never see a little kid in Africa with his ribs showing. He's like, I am starving right now. I'm like literally starving to death. It's like annoying. Two kids. I went to my daughter's play the other day. I don't know if you have kids, but there is no more joyful feeling in the human experience than when a child's play is over. It's just, nothing feels that good when you can say, I am not watching that any longer. Every second my daughter's on stage, I can't breathe because I'm so proud of her, but this is a bad show. They worked really hard and it didn't make it good. Girls though, because boys are I don't like boys. I don't like that's probably a good thing to say. I don't like boys. I don't think women are better than men, but I do think that men are worse than women. You know, we just have, like, I was talking to my friend and he said his girlfriend's mad at him. I said, what happened? He goes, well, I guess I said something and then she got her feelings hurt. Such a weird way to phrase it. She got her feelings hurt. I said something, and then she... Could you more remove yourself from responsibility? She got her feelings hurt. It's like saying, yeah, I shot this guy in the face, and then I guess he got himself murdered.
Oh, yeah, so that...
Good day, Ian.
That went on longer than I had planned on. Yeah, had to use the... Regardless, yeah, what's up? I'm back. So yeah, man, I'm chilling out. It's the Full Nelson podcast, or is it whatever the fuck I just had playing, really doing all the heavy lifting, because I'm really walking around the house eating chicken and shit. So I don't know. I just want to set the bar low. I want to get back into this. As most of you know, I spent last year in most of it anyway, not the whole year, like 9 months locked up. So takes a little bit to adjust, and with that said, I really appreciate my you really appreciate your privacy. I do, dude. What the fuck? Okay. Okay, y'all, my bad. I did something and I fucked it up, but we're back. Damn, man. This is a bullshit-ass episode, man. I used to have so much more energy and enthusiasm. Like, I used to put... I mean, not in general, but, like, towards just, like, making podcasts and making little audio things at the crib. I don't know, man. I don't know if it's because I used to abuse my Adderall. And I used to be like super hella, you know, wanted shit to do, spend hella time on something. That's probably it for real. But now I just want to go to sleep right now. Well, fuck it. It's 24 minutes in. I'm just going to record this. This is not for, fuck all this shit. I'm not explaining shit to y'all, man. This is for fucking whoever the fuck wants to listen to it. If you're new to this podcast, fuck you. Suck my dick. Stop listening. You are not wanted here. Nobody gives a fuck about you. Your mom doesn't like you. You're very ugly. You get the picture. Do you get the picture? We don't want you here. I'm just kidding, man. I'm just fucking with you. Me saying that sprouted from the thought of me thinking like me being about to say, I don't fucking know how to say that sentence. But I was basically going to say, like, new people listening to this shit, this is going to suck for them. But I'm not, I don't give a fuck about that, man. If I do, but I don't. If you like it, you like it. This episode sucks, too. Last episode sucked also. I haven't really had a good episode since, If you're listening to this right now, you're either a hardcore Copy fan or you're on a road trip and you're in the car with somebody who's a hardcore Copy fan, or this came on randomly. And either way you slice it, it's all good. I'm not about to pretend like I have anything to talk about, because I don't. I'm going to kind of, I don't know if you guys, how interesting and fun is listening to prank calls? I mean, I've got some interesting concepts, but I don't know if people want to sit and listen to them on a fucking podcast. And I'm just letting this blunt burn while I chit chat. Hold on. Yeah. I got to step my podcast game up, y'all. But listen, I'm not going to sit up here and try to act like I have something to talk about. I'm just trying to get my numbers up, man. I don't want to stop. I don't want to drop the ball on this fucking thing. So I'm just going to do shitty ass episodes until I get it together. I really want to go over to D1's and record the video shits. And have some guests. Maybe not guests, special guests. But, Jesus. Blow my nose. Yeah. I don't know, man. This shit sucks. Motherfucker sucks, man. I don't know. Did jail spook me and shit? Did jail make me scared to make the podcast? I mean, like, I have an NPC that I didn't know how to use before I went to jail. When I came out of jail, I learned how to use it. And I'm not as familiar with it as I am the 3000, right? I got the Akai 1 standalone, for those that make beats and know what the fuck is what. If you don't, just don't listen. Cover your ears. This has nothing to do with you. And part of it is because when I have that 3000, man, I work so fast on that bitch. I work so fast on that bitch that I don't really, you know, my workflow is so fast that it's fun to do all type of shit. Like, I should have music in the beginning of this. I don't know. Maybe I'll edit it after I'm done, put some sound effects to make it interesting, you know, because this motherfucker just sucks, dude. It just kind of depresses me. I'll sit in one of my living rooms and shit, the one that's connected to the studio, and I'll just look at my studio and I'll just be like, man, I should just go in there and record a podcast episode. But I'm like, I know it's going to suck, man, because I don't have shit to talk about. I'll be struggling with depression. No super lows or anything, just like in a blah ass mood, man. Because I'm bipolar, I have depression, PTSD, a bunch of shit. So, yeah, man. I'm just letting you know that the shit sucks, and I know the podcast sucks, all right? I need somebody else on this bitch. Let me see if my cat will join. Moo Moo. Moo Moo. There you go. Come here, Moo Moo. All right. Listen to this. See if you can hear him now. Watch. Moo Moo. Moo Moo. Moo Moo. Moo Moo, look. I'm trying to, like, lip sync a meow meow. Look, moo, meow. Look, moo, moo, baby moo. Meow. Look, moo, moo, look. Moo, moo, look. Moo, moo. Look, moo. Moo, moo. Moo, moo, look. Good job, Moo. He said it, but he said it real low and shit. So anyway, great. Some podcast, huh? And a fucking cat that meows low, and a guy that fucking has a shitty podcast. I'm here to balance things out, man. There's too many other good podcasts in the fucking world, so here I am to throw a shitty one in the universe. I mean, my music is. I put so much time and effort into the music and shit, and you can hear it coming through the music that you would think my podcast would be better. I mean, it low-key, it can be. The episode with Razzcast was dope. The episode with Real Deal was dope. The episodes I shot at D1's are dope. It's just when I'm at the crib, I've got to do straight to audio, and I live alone, so I don't have anybody here to talk to and shit. And I don't really feel like talking to guests because I'm a super introvert. So, I don't know, man. Fucking Louis C.K. No, wait, that's not Louis C.K. Damn. Bill Burr. He talks to himself, and he made a successful podcast out of it. Damn, my cat has a scab on his fucking... You know what? No, I can't do that. Can you put Neosporin? Let me see. On a cat's wound? Let me see. If so, I'm about to do that to the cat. Un momento. Can you put Neosporin? This is a great Neosporin on a cat. Nope, you can't do it. Johnson & Johnson does not recommend using it for cats. So, nope, not doing it. I'm taking my cat to the vet this Friday. He's a little good cat, man. So listen, man, how do you like the podcast, dude? Is it to your liking? I want you to love this podcast, man. I want you to fall in love with this podcast. I'm just sitting here in the glorious studio backed up with high power, everything, strippers, big stacks of money. I'm talking about everything you could imagine in one. The best weed, the best alcohol, the best water, the best shrimp, the best fish oil, the best sake, everything you like, man. Soccer moms are here. Everyone that you want to be here is here, man. So just listen. If you want to watch and listen, you can't watch, but you can listen. 32 minutes, and I've not said a goddamn thing yet. This fucking thing sucks. I want it to be good, you guys. I want the podcast to be better than this. The goddamn numbers are so low. Oh, shit, man. The goddamn podcast numbers are so low, man. Like, what could you do? Why would I be enthused for this thing? Oh, shit. Pulling my cat scab off. I'm just going to sit here and just be so honest and shit. Since nobody fucking listens to it, I'm pulling this cat scab out. Cat scratch fever. I'm about to pull the scab up. No, I'm not doing that. I like the way it feels. I'm not doing that to you, though. Good cat, man. Pause. So, yeah, I'm just recording this shit. 33 minutes. Fucking bullshit podcast, dude. I want to see. Here's my idea of a podcast that's doable, right? What I mean is, like, not like outlandish bunch of people that I can't get schedule wise or any of that, but here's how it should go. It should be me, D1, fuck, I don't fucking know, man. I don't like talking to people. All the people I wanted to have on it turned out to be like fucking everybody is fucking like not thorough, let's just say that. I'm gonna do it by myself. Oh shit. I don't know, man. I'm afraid to use music because I feel like if I use music, it's not gonna get, you know, I'm like my thing's gonna get flagged. But I do wanna play you guys this. One second. Yeah. This is that shit, man. This shit is so dope. Slow down. Hold on, man. I'm tired, dude. I wake up early, naturally. What's this? Check this out. Tell me what you feel about this. 'Play the real slowed down version. There's a slow ass version. Shit, I think this is it. Hold on. Hold on to your hats, fuckheads. Picture I've killed enough time. That's my shit though, man. Shit sounds so ill slowed down. Okay, 38 minutes 28 seconds, man. You guys, I'm gonna work on this, man. I'm gonna work on getting the podcast better, okay, so that people, the good people, have something to listen to. But this is something to listen to. It's still something to listen to. Like, if you're on a road trip and you need like to kill 45 minutes to an hour, and you're sick of music and you just want to hear somebody. I do have a nice voice. That's what I do have going for me. So maybe I can get away with just talking about bullshit, not even talking about anything. I'm not even talking about bullshit. I don't know if this is word salad. I just heard that. I hear the term on the news, and I just like to regurgitate things. I'll look it up. Word salad. I know about alphabet soup. I don't know about word salad. I know my ABCs and my P's and Q's. Shout out to LL Cool J. Yeah. So just chill and listen to the Rhyme Fuse, dickhead. I'm ready to go to sleep, man. I had a good day. I kicked it. I went to the studio. Shout out the boy, my brother D1. Shout out Johnny Hamcheck. You know, I sat in on a session, pause, and... you know, he's recording some fire, man. I think everybody's going to be pleasantly surprised. I really do. The shit is fucking crazy. It's not, it's not what you expect. But anyway, the Johnny Hamcheck shit, the music. And I'm working them halfway on my J. Rawls album. That's right. I could actually... I can actually talk about the album that I have coming out with Dr. DJ Jason Ross. Hold on. It's his blood. So, we don't have a title yet. Wait, what the fuck? So, I'm just trying to think about... Oh, that's right. Okay, cool. Yeah. I had a title idea yesterday. I wrote it down. I was trying to remember it. Off memory alone, I couldn't. I remember one part of it. Anyway, I just read it, and it's okay. I don't know. It's tricky because coming up with an album title is tricky because I'm used to doing solo stuff. And at this point, you know, started out with Megahertz, but I'm used to doing solo stuff at this point. So, in other words, I don't have to approve or compromise with anybody on anything artistically because it's just me. And it's harder to come up with an album title because those are hard to come up with anyway. So me and J. Rawls, for both of us to come up with it, he's probably going to come up with some stuff and I'll probably end up liking it. Because I really don't have too many dope ideas for it. I had a couple ideas that I thought were cool, and I ran them by J. Rawls, and he didn't seem too enthused about them. But to be honest, they're not, like, super dope or anything like that. It's not like they're, like, undeniably dope. They kind of suck. The album title ideas that I have for me is, for our album, I mean, is... And I'm high, you guys. I know I'm speaking. Oh, I'm all over the place and shit. And that's cool. But just know that I've been smoking this amazing motherfucking pen, man. This crazy shatter pen. And it's got me fucked up. Yeah. But anyway, it's hard to come up with a title. But we've got like six songs. Six songs that I like a lot. And I'm going to record like two more this Friday, I do believe. So I hope you guys like it. I think you guys will. It's got a different sound to it for the simple fact that I'm working with J. Rawls. And his production is a lot different than most types of production I rap to. It's not as dark, and it's more on the jazzy side. And that's what some of the early Megahertz stuff was like. But me rhyming to his beats, it kind of brings a different feel to my music. Because it's not, the way I rap is hardcore and aggressive. And the way my music usually is me being hardcore and aggressive over beats, that me rapping hardcore and aggressive over beats that are hardcore and aggressive. And sometimes you're doing too much hardcore and aggressive. You kind of got to suspend and release. So I think it makes sense. And I didn't really realize any of this. I mean, I did, but I didn't realize that it could be overkill until I was working on the J. Rawls album and I heard me rapping over these beats. And it's dope because I'm still rapping like me. I'm still rapping like beastie and aggressive and shit. And like, you know, even when I'm laid back rapping, my voice is still my voice. It still sounds like, you know, it still sounds the way it sounds. It still is not no soft voice. It still has depth and bass and all the shit to it. So anyway, me rapping, whether it's calm or aggressive, hardcore style over the J. Rawls beats, it gives a different contrast because it's me rapping over. Just imagine like if Cannabis in his prime was rapping over like a bunch of Pete Rock beats. You know what I'm saying? Like that's kind of the contrast that I'm getting at. Because I don't rap smooth. If you rap smooth over smooth beats, and see, my passion is not to rap smooth or to rap over smooth beats, so that's something that I would not have noticed is too much overkill with the smoothness the way I am right now with the me rapping aggressive. I swear to God, I'm just realizing, like, wait, maybe that's why my shit isn't like not widely accepted, because it's too much overkill, like me rapping hardcore over hardcore beats. Well, look at me talking about something accidentally. God damn, it only took me 45 fucking minutes. You know what? I might fucking around, flip the script, take one of my prescribed Adderalls, and see if I did that. That's the cheat code. Like, I take them as prescribed. Wouldn't be a big deal if I took one now, but I'm not doing that. Hell, fuck no, because then I'd be up for hours, and I want to go to sleep now. But let's just say that J.G. Wentworth stole your Christmas stocking and you had to go to the Starlight Starbright Treehouse to retain it. Nobody with the Nabisco Shredded Wheat or the Keebler Elf place could help you. So, uh-oh, Cheerios. No, I just said that to see if anybody was listening. Like, so, 45 minutes, 45 seconds. Man, I'll fuck around. I don't mind doing an hour and a half. It's just, honestly, man, here's the thing, too. I think I built something in my head where, for some reason, I keep forgetting that I'm recording this. I'm in the comfort of my own multi-billion, gazillion-dollar studio. And if I don't want you to hear this, it'll never come out. And there's no pressure to be entertaining. And there's no pressure to be witty, or there's no pressure to be together, because that's what everyone else does. Like, I'm not here for that. I'm here to make bullshit podcasts. This is bullshit. And I want to show you how much more bullshit it can get if you just stick around and listen to it, okay? It's going to get way worse, okay? Just stick around to it. Dude, what the fuck, man? It's fucked up because it's like I have ADHD with this shit. I have so many ideas. And I know you're probably thinking, well, what kind of activities? But I'm not doing all that fucking shit, man. I'm not doing all that shit. I might do some light editing. But hold on while I get the charger for my phone. Hold on. Man, what a world, right? Hold on, listen to this while I go somewhere. Hold on, somebody sent in a demo. I want you guys to hear it. Tell me what you guys think. I don't know what the fuck it is. I mean, I know what it is. It's some kid named MC Snack Pack, but...
Yeah, I'm dapper. Dapper, the morning after pill. That's what your girl takes. Yeah. The morning after pill is like a real shake. Yeah. Milkshake brings my hoes to the yard. Right. Will they take their joes to the gall? Uh-huh. Will they take your bows to the gall? Yeah. Will they just say, oh, he's a fraud? Nah, couldn't say that even if they tried. Miracle, miracle, I wish they died. All I gotta do is click my heels three times and just like get on the mic, spit three rhymes. You know what this is in these trying times.
Yeah, that shit is horrible. Whoever sent that in, please, I do not want to listen to your demos. Your demo sucks. All right, it just does. I'm sorry that it does. We're still rolling, 48 minutes. I might turn this motherfucker around, you never know. Oh, shit, what else can I plug this? Hold on, y'all, shit. Gotta plug up this phone, y'all. Yeah, it's going down, man, in a real way. In a real way. Turn this shit up, you stupid fuck. I'm talking to myself. It's just me by myself here. God damn it. Fuck, hold on, y'all. Booyah. Okay. Shit, what the fuck is up with gravity? God damn it, bitch ass piece of shit. A bunch of fuck shit going on. A lot of Neosporin going around in this room. What the fuck? Alright, what's this shit? Bullshit. Happy go lucky, dumb fuck bullshit. Snap happy garbage. Hold on, y'all. The business is, man. Yeah, fuck it. Can't even compete. What the fuck is this? Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're here. We're doing a shit. I'm doing a shit. Me by myself. Bullshit. Blah, 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 blah. 50 minutes. Fuck, man. This thing's about to suck. I'm about to wrap this thing up, man. My phone's dying on me. Fuck, you know what I'll do? Since I'm such a procrastinator on filling out this paperwork from my lawyer, I'll do it while I'm talking to you guys. That is actually excellent. So I used to date this girl who told me that I think I'm on the spectrum a little, right? It's a big surprise. Hold on. God damn. Good ass weed, man. That copyright strain. All right. So anyway, a girl I used to date told me that some people that are on the spectrum, they don't like to do tasks by themselves, like mundane tasks. Not Monday, but mundane, M-U-N-D-A-N-E. It means boring, repetitive, everyday shit. So I'm going to bring you guys along with me and fucking do this shit. If it records, hold on, I think it will. Yeah, dudes and dudettes. Fucking bullshit, man. Fucking bullshit. Oh, shit, this motherfucking podcast sucks. Hold on, y'all. Shit, dude. What's this motherfucker's name? Shit, what's that one? Is that the one? God damn, of course I got security forms. What the fuck? Oh shit, what's the other shit? Fucking bunch of bullshit. Yeah, this motherfucker, man. This episode stinks, man. It stinks. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying my best, man. At least I'm not locked up. Fuck, what the fuck is this? I realized after we talked, there's nothing. What the fuck? When is this from, man? Okay, bitch, here, attached. What is this from? Okay, here we go. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck who likes this fucking podcast. This ain't even a real podcast. This is just me sitting at my fucking computer at my house doing paperwork for this attorney. If you're listening to this, you're fucking so bored. I know you have to be, because this is boring shit, man. You know what I just realized? I don't even want my podcast to be good. Oh, shit. I want it to be bullshit. So I'm happy where it's at. It's perfect. It's just right where I want it. Horrible. Okay, is this the fucking form or not? Hold on. Du-du-du-du-du. What the fuck is this bullshit? Let me turn you up a little bit so you can get... Yep, exactly. There you go. Turn that motherfucking... Yep, there you go. Schizinkelheimer.
Easy, star.
There you go. Little dabble do you, bitch. What do you say? Yabba dabba do. Right. Alright, so that's me. What the fuck is this? When did they send this thing? Do you think this is it, man? What the fuck is this shit, dude? First two pages. Another form. This one. The first two pages. Okay, cool. Do this shit, man. This isn't too hard. Is it? Oh, shit. You mean I've been bullshitting this whole time and it's this easy? This fucking thing sucks. I'm putting music. I'm decorating this episode. The fuck? First name. I'm so high, y'all. Sometimes I think maybe I should. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live, or am I going to burn in hell for all the things I did? No need to dwell, because my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake jack, son, you know I bring it to you live. Stay in a child's place, son, you out of line. Criminal minds thirsty for recognition. Okay, I can't do this both. How the fuck you want my middle name, but you won't let me spell it out, you stupid fucking file paper. All right, it's all good. We're going to get it done. Get her done. Sex, first name Peter, last name Nelson. Sex, yes, please. Oof. Okay, let's turn it like this. There we go, Schizinkoheimer. There's the flavor, you cock-sucking son of a bitch. You cock-smooching whore. Easy start. That's exquisite Diet Coke. Judge not, lest not he be judged, dick weed. Oh no. Is it gonna go? 3973. Oh shit. Yep. O'Doyle rules. Yeah, this is a dope episode. This is where I fill out a form for my fucking lawyer. You know? This is all this is. This is a sweet episode, man. This is rare. This is a good episode. What you want? Oh, okay, cool. I got you. Schizinkoheimer. Yeah, buddy. Willie D ain't gonna let these hoes get him down. I ain't getting you no leather, no food, suede, none of that good shit.
Tell him, D.
There we go. You can hear me typing away on this motherfucker. Let me turn it up a little bit so that you can hear it. O'Doyle rules, bitch. I should have did this a long fucking time ago. Not that it matters and shit, but it's like John Lennon said, I think, why put off tomorrow what you could do today? 32792. No, that's not it. Why the fuck am I telling you on my phone number? Hold on. Oh, yeah, that's it. Boom, boom, boom. All right. Easy star. Whole lot of this and a whole lot of that, baby. Here's the flavor, you cock smooch. Alright, emergency contacts. O'Doyle. Yeah, buddy. Willie D ain't gonna let these hoes get him down. Alright. Okay, a little bit of this. How about this? How's this for, you want some ASMR? Here, this is the ASMR episode. Listen to this. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hold on, listen to it. Wait, what if I put that all the way up? Is it still going to give me... Oh, yeah, still give me feedback. Give me feedback, boo, because I need that. Well, look, Bobby, where's the beer and the weed at? Okay. Yep. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call the crib, same number, same hood. It's all good, Larry. It's all good, Linda. Nope, I don't need an interpreter. Referral source. Let's just say I got you off the fucking website, dude. Google. Rando. Don't think you guys are so good that you're getting people off word of mouth. I don't know who the fuck you are. I called you off Google, dude. Yeah. No kids, no spouse. Too smart for either of them. Hey now. Hey now. I mean, we're talking about ADHD, we're talking about PTSD, we're talking about bipolar disorder, bitch. Weez is talking about, what else, depression, a whole enchilada, bitch. That's what this episode's about. ADHD, PTSD, wait, what's the other one I have, man? The fuck was that sound? Is that my cat? Is that me? ADHD, PTSD, bipolar disorder, depression. No, there's five of them. 1, 2, 3, 4. What's the other one I have? Hold on. Oh, anxiety. You got anxiety. The motherfucking Dochi song. That's what I have also, the anxiety. Not the Dochi song. I don't like that song. Date last work, Jesus Christ. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. I don't slang, I rock the good rhymes. The whole scenery were my... What are we... What the fuck is this? Bitch, ain't nothing going on with the rent, dude. What the fuck was that about? Did I stop things? Did I fuck this up? Hold on, let me see. Playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, because they don't get... Oh, still recording. 60 minutes, biatch. I'm just rolling. Shizinklehammer. Ain't nothing going on with the rent. Biatch. Oh, Doyle rules. All right, so let's see here. I think I did that back in. If I got out, I want to say like by 11:15. I want to say maybe 11:30. I want to say 11. What the fuck was it? Was it 12? I want to say like 12. Yeah. Oh, Doyle does rule. Hello. Number the best, man. I'm just bullshitting. Sitting on the dock of the bay, you cunt whore. You ugly strobe light hoe. What do we do here? Okay. Yeah, Larry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bitch. I'm just filling this thing out, then I'm getting done with this shit. The fuck, Divic? okay, what the fuck is this, dude? I don't even know what the fuck that is. How the fuck would I even write that on all this shit? These questions are rhetorical. I know about myself. I'm just trying to loosen up. I got a bunch of shit I had to do in the future that requires being on camera at all times, and I need to get used to it. So I'm just rolling. Why the fuck I do other shit? Rolling as I complete other tasks. I'm trying to also work on speaking more completely. Oh, shit. All right, what the fuck is this? What the fuck? I mean, dude, I haven't really... It hasn't been like that. Okay, cool. Who the fuck is this piece of shit ass dude? I hate this fucking... Oh, I hate this motherfucker so bad, dude. I can't stand him so fucking much, dude. I really hate this motherfucking doctor of mine. What the fuck is it called? I don't know, dude. I'm gonna get my fucking phone for all this shit. Jesus Christ, and they wonder why I smoke fucking weed. I don't know, actually. I don't think nobody wonders that. Hold on. Christ, oh fucking mighty, man. Stress the fuck out. Am I? All right. Let me see this bitch-ass doctor's name, man. My fuckers hit me up. I'm not the dude that kicks it, man. I'm not the kick-it guy. I'm the ticket guy. What are we doing here? Hold on. Okay, cool. All right, so, fuck. What is it, man? I'll get the phone number, though. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Dude, this is bullshit. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's not better. 645. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, we're done. Cool. Motherfucker's almost done, man. I'm just doing this shit so I don't get bored. Oh, fuck. I don't fucking know what the fuck he is. A fucking idiot is what he is. The fucking doctor's a dipshit. I can't stand him. Can you put Neosporin on a cat? Goddamn. I forgot I'm sitting in a fucking massage chair. Let me hit the goddamn button so I could not be stressed out because back knots are a bitch. God damn it, dude. Fucking relax a little, man. I'm talking to myself, all right? I'm talking to myself. What are we doing here? Piece of shit ass thing. Once I'm done with this, I'm going right to this fucking piece of shit ass goddamn doctor. Dude, he's the biggest fucking moron on the face of the earth. I can't stand him. Cock-sucking motherfucker. Hold on. Piece of shit ass dude. It's my fucking massage chair. You're gonna have to deal with it. Oh, fuck this shit. I don't know what the fuck his dumbass is. What the fuck is he, man? He's a goddamn quack is what he is. Here, let's see it. He's not even on the website. He's such a fucking piece of shit. What the fuck is... What? Wait a minute. This motherfucker's a nurse practitioner. What the fuck? This motherfucker went to Mount Carmel College. You dumb fuck. Behavioral health, I guess, man. Okay, fuck it. Fucking piece of shit. Hold on, yo. Like you're actually here. Hold on. Piece of shit. I'm leaving that fucking place, man. What the fuck that is? This other one is cool as fuck. What's that motherfucker's name? Hell yeah, I'm not saying it out loud. That motherfucker's cool as shit. I mean, even if he wasn't, I wouldn't. Okay, boom, boom, boom. Booyah. Oh, that's cool. That makes perfect sense. I don't fucking know, man. What the fuck you want from me? They want me to know every fucking thing in the goddamn world. How about this? Booyah. You want 9317. Oh, shit. I can't be saying numbers like that. I shan't say numbers like that. Okay, what the fuck? I don't know what any of that is. What is he called? What are they called, man? Talking to myself, man. If you enjoy this fucking thing, then you're gonna, if you like this podcast, you're gonna love the rest of the episodes. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, let me see. What would that be? Okay, hold on. All right. What is that? What the fuck is that? What is that? Alright, cool. Yeah, I'll get this shit done. What do you mean? The fucking... Alright, what the fuck is this? 600... Oh, Doyle rules, bitch. Find that for him. He's do the thing, man. I'm just here just blessing you with this fucking shitty podcast, man. You're all welcome. Something to drive to, something to ride to, something to turn up loud. Something to irritate your enemies with, something to confuse people with. That's what this is, this piece of shit. There's a market for everything. And this is a piece of shit podcast, and some people like their podcast mediocre. 43017. All right, cool. Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, doesn't fucking matter, dude. Wait, what? Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. All right, never mind. I can still do it down here. Da, 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 da. One, two, two. Don't fucking matter, dude. None of this fucking matters. Just like Carl said and shit. All right, so let me find this fucking hunk of shit, bitch. Get the fax number, at least I could do. You know, where's the goddamn fax number at? You have one, you piece of fucking shit? You don't even have a goddamn fax number? No, I'm just really fucking fax is outdated, right? Email you. Yeah, I'm fucking fried, man. Hold on, bruh. Email you. Why don't you fucking show me your goddamn just the facts, dude? You got an email up there in this bitch? I don't know what the fuck. Last visit? Hold on. What was my last visit with this quack? Quackamire motherfucker. What's this motherfucker's name? Quack Jenkins and shit? Let me see. Okay, that was it. Let me see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, number the best, man. Shit. Yup. Boom, boom. Cool, dude. Fuck. God damn it. Oh, I'm fucking lying. God damn it. Sorry. This is fucking boring. This is why I didn't want to do it. This is what I've been putting it off for days. Filling out this form. What the fuck was that, dude? What? Jesus Christ. What the fuck was that? What the fuck is this? Oh, it's... Oh, shit. The fucking letters. How the fuck do I make the letters bigger, man? Come on, dude. Why is it always some stupid fucking shit going on, man? Oh, well, fuck it. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'll figure out how to do this. I'm a genius, after all. Hold on. Piece of shit. Fucking computers, man. Made the fucking goddamn... Are you serious? It made the fucking font tiny as fuck. You could barely read it, but I don't give a shit. They had to... What the fuck? Yo, okay. What the fuck did you go? That's stupid as fuck. Man, what the fuck is this, dude? What the fuck is going on here? We might do it again. Come on, by the grace of God. Let me do it. Tiny ass letters. What the fuck is this, man? That's why I hate computers. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. Fucking Jesus Christ, man. Hey, Siri. How do I get the... How do I get the letters big? How do I get the font bigger? Hey, Siri. How do I get the font bigger? How do I get the font bigger on an Apple, iMac, whatever the fuck? You can't just say it? I fucking hate you, man. You want me to call tech support for this, you cocksucking smooch cat motherfucker? Lincoln Log living motherfucker, Dexatrim, nasty diatribes, sequence, Forrest Whitaker style having. You smell like ass crack, Jenkins. Fuck, dude, what the fuck is this? Well, how the fuck did it even do that? That's stupid as fuck. Fucking, I'm... There's not like a... What, maybe this? Is that gonna make the letters bigger? Fucking, hold on, man. I mean, clearly what happened here... Jesus Christ. Is I hit a fucking button on accident. And it made the font small. Oh, man. Wait a minute. I'm smarter than this. Hold on. Don't get defeated. Hold on, man. What is this? We can do this. We'll figure this out. Hold on. So let's do this. No, it doesn't matter what color we are. We can do this one. Is that... Nah, dude, we're not... Oh, that's fucking hilarious. Okay, yeah, now we're not doing that. We're doing this, and it's going to be... It's regular letters, but wait a minute. How do we get that size back? Fuck. Man, this is so goddamn annoying. This is why I fucking hate computers. What the fuck was that? Man, this is stupid. Fucking screen is a piece of shit. I really don't like them, computers. I don't like them. Wait a minute. Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe it's real simple. Maybe it's this goddamn simple. Hold on. Wait a minute, man. Fuck. There was something. Wait a minute. Personal suggestion. Wait a minute. Shit. Is it this? System settings. I don't know, man. What the fuck is this? This bullshit, weird shit going on. Computer love shit. Come on, man. Just turn the fucking letters big, man. Option. This shit's stupid as fuck. Here, let's do this. Fuck it. Let's go to file. Let's try this shit. Preview, file, go, tools, window inspector. This is the shittiest podcast, man. Fuck you. All right, man. What is this shit going on here? Fuck is this, man? Okay, copy. All right, how would I... Damn. Wait a minute, man. Settings. I hope it's some real shit. Hold on, man. Yeah, reset. No, not reset it, but put it back on general. Fuck, man, what the fuck is this? This is some bullshit, dude. They're trying to get me to do some shit that's gonna piss me off. I know they are. Hold on. Dude, oh, now you're not gonna let me do that? You are a fucking piece of shit, dude, for real. Hold on. I got it. You dumb bitch. Piece of shit ass world we live in. So what's that? You're not letting me do that? This is fucking weird, dude. Swear to God, I fucking hate this shit, man. I hate computers. Oh, now you're not even letting me fucking type. This shit is stupid as fuck, man. Yeah, this is a good episode where you can hear me get mad at stupid shit that I have no control over. Let's see what this is. Oh, that's dope. That's dope. That's dope. Okay, so I got it. I low-key got it. Hold up. Hold up, man. Hold up, man. Hold up, man. Five. Yeah. Okay, I got it, man. Shit. See? Little perseverance. Okay. So that's not this one up here. This one is going to be... When did I just see that stupid fuck? Can't stand that motherfucker, man. I swear to God. Swear to God, I can't stand him, man. Fucking dumbass doctor. All right, so... April 25th? What, May? Yeah, May 22nd. Yep. Oh, man, fuck. I'm getting my shit done, though. Okay, cool. That's just weird. What about this? Can I do it there? Nah, and please don't fuck it up for the future. All right, hold up. What about the other ones? I mean... No, man. What should I do? Oh, well, fuck it. Hold on. Yeah, fuck it. I don't know, I guess. I think I got it. And then this is you currently take. No. Doyle rules, man. Okay, so am I done with this stupid shit yet? Nope, we're not doing that. Is it done yet? Fuck. Where the fuck is the... Okay, so when I'm done, what the fuck happens? Hold up, is this already what I filled out? Okay, cool. Alright, cool. So how about I do this? How about I just try to get to the fucking end? What the fuck is this, man? Can I do that? Where do I do this? Does it save automatically? What the fuck is this, man? This motherfucker saved, dude. What the fuck? It's gonna make me so mad. Hold on, let me see what I can do. Alright. Are we saved? Did we save the bitch? Fuck this goddamn stupid shit. This is probably why I haven't done it yet. Alright, so let's see if I can do it this way. Hold on. Let's see if we can do it this way. Hold on. See, man. I got this whole shit in the bag, bitch. I got the whole world in my palm, you cunt hoe. We're back, cunt drifter. You grifter, motherfucking, you side swiping, slanky sides handling, neon brown wearing motherfucker. You got nothing on me. I got this whole fit in the bag, brother. Hold on. How do I? Can I? I can't. Oh, there we go. Share. Boom. All right, I'm about to send it. Yeah, bitch. But hold up. Fuck, man. I hate this format. Fuck. Hold up. God damn it. Shit. Fuck it. Google. We'll do Google. We'll just try to... We'll keep our calm, just like I did before. All right. God damn it, man. Shit. I don't know this fucking password. I don't want to re-fucking... Jesus Christ. Fuck. What am I doing with this? I'm trying to send this shit to who? A fucking bitch-ass cunt. Hold up. What's going on here, man? What's going on here? Cancel this shit. Quit this stupid shit. What the fuck is this, dude? I just want to send this shit back. How do I send this shit back to the bitch? How the fuck do you do this? I don't even know what the fuck this even is, man. What the fuck thing is this? 79 minutes, we're doing great. How are you liking the podcast? How are you liking it? You enjoying the podcast? good. Good, good, good. What the fuck is this, dude? Export. What the fuck? Take screenshot. I mean, you know what? I could take a fucking screenshot if we could minimize this bitch and get a whole... Yeah, we could do that. No, we can't take no fucking screenshot. How do you do it? Hold on. Fuck. How does this work? I don't want to fuck this thing up, man. I don't want to fuck anything up more than I've already accidentally fucked things up. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait, what is this? Oh, word. I could do that. Yeah, we could do that. Hold on, fuck. We could do that. Okay, so I'll get, shit, two at a time or something? Hold on. Talking about your mom and your auntie. Hold up. Here we go. If I do it like that, do we get... Nope. Wait. We can still do this, though. Hold up. Where's the screenshot? How do you get the screenshot, man? It's cool. Hold up. How the fuck do you get a screenshot? What the fuck? That you gotta do. I gotta go up there. I gotta be able to go up to the thing. Hold up. Boom. All right, cool. Fuck it. I'll get the goddamn screenshot on this ghetto shit. Hold on, man. Da-da-da-da-da. Stupid shit. Here, let's do it. From entire. Oh, I could do that. Wait, hold on. I could do it from the. Yeah, but the problem is I can't. Oh, am I gonna get the whole fucking logo now? Jesus Christ. I have a feeling something could go wrong with this. I'm not getting the fucking whole logo and shit. But do take a screenshot, man. God damn it. From window. What the fuck? What does that even mean? Move the camera over the what? Bitch, you went too fast, dude. I guess. Fuck it. I guess, man. Sure, why not? Where does it save to? Save. Jesus Christ, man. I fucking hate this shit, man. Page one. Fuck. What's this thing? Documents. Let's just go ahead and put that bitch on fucking desktop. Fuck all that documents bullshit. Let's do this. Let's cop. No, fuck that. We'll just. Alright, man. What the fuck is this bullshit now? What is this bullshit? Scroll down, dumb fuck. Oh, that's the fucking goddamn picture. Alright, fuck you. Get out of here. Yo, what the fuck is this, dude? And get that the fuck out of here. I don't give a fuck about it. Yep. Alright, cool. Now this. Ghetto ass shit, man. I'm taking a fucking screenshot of a goddamn paperwork thing because I can't figure out how to just save it from whatever the fuck program this is. I can't even explain. I'm so computer illiterate, sometimes I can't even explain what I'm trying to do. Hold on. What the fuck, man? Take a screenshot. Alright, we can do it from selection. We can just say from entire screen, man. Oh, shit. Okay, that's cool. Yep, that'll work, bitch. Say that bitch to the motherfucking, I'm gonna save it to desktop, yeah. Page two, hold on. Hicks Nelson. Okay, boom, 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 boom. There we go. One more. No, two more. Three. Alright, cool. Here we go. Boom. I hope the fucking god this shit works. Otherwise, I could just do it a ghetto ass way. I could just fucking. I'm about to give her the fucking ghetto supreme shit for real. What is this from window? Boom. I doubt it's gonna work. Let's see. Maybe it will. Who knows? It just always seems to be some dumb shit with the fucking computer. Like, it's not always what you think it's gonna be. There's always some goofy shit going on. Get you the fuck out of here. I can't wait to go to sleep. Bounce this fucking thing. I hope you like the fucking pasta carbonara. What is this? Take screenshot, okay. No, not from selection. I'm fucking this up from saying that. Hold on, fuck it. I'm gonna do the last one normal and do the rest fucked up. Oh, dude, I'm doing the rest of them like this. Wait a minute, man. I'll just see how it saves first. Save. Fucking. What the fuck is that? Page 3. Let's see if it works. Cool, here we go. Let's see this shit, man. Fuck it, I'll send her the whole jank shit. I think that's funny. Hold up. There's the flavor. It is what it is. O'Doyle rules, all that shit. You're in the green. What the fuck? You're in the green, bitch. Roll with it. Alright, cool. Here's where we go. Reply. How we do this. There's the flavor, you cunt whore. Okay, cool. Question is it going to show up? Dude, I can't do that shit. That's fucked. Wait. See what this is. Which is the one? One, two. Oh, it's two different threes. Okay, so let's just do it one more time. Let's do it the right way. Hold up. We'll do it the right way for real. We'll do it the right way. And yes, I'm talking to myself. Talk to myself all the time, man. I love talking to myself. Delete. Fuck. How do I delete these, though? Hold up. File. Shit. Do I go here? Oh, word. I could do that. Hold up. Shit, dude. What the fuck? How the fuck I delete these, though? That's the question. Man, who gives a fuck? I'll just do it all over. It don't matter. I'll just rename them shit. Hold on. Check this out. Bumblebee bitch. Let's do this one. Okay, cool. It's all good, man. You live and you learn. Joe Public. Okay, take a screenshot from selection. I just should have known that earlier. That shit would have been just easier. It's all good. Hey, I'm giving you guys more quality time with the fucking podcast, right? It's a win-win for you. Yeah. All right. Page 1. The fuck was that sound? The fuck is that laughing? The fuck is that shit? I don't trust shit. Shit, man. What are we doing here? This is the worst, dude. I'm sorry for you that you're listening to this shit. And if you're stuck listening to this for any reason, I feel bad for you. I know it's not really entertaining, but I've got to do what I have to do. I've got a job to do. All right, hold up. Ba-da-da-da-da. All right, selection. Here's the flavor. All right, save that bitch. All right. Okay. But what the fuck was the last one I just did? I need to work on my focus, perhaps. Hold on. And what is this one? The third one? We could do this. Check this out. Can we talk? What are we doing? Boom, boom, boom. What the fuck? Take a screenshot. Cool. Yeah, I need some sleep, man. I'm about all fucking tuckered out. You know what I mean? Okay, wait, save. This will be new page 3. You know what the business is, man. One more, man, and I'm just about done, dude. You got it, dude. Show me that smile again. Show me that smile. Hold on, what the fuck? The fuck are these sounds, man? Page 4, real. Damn. Cool, let's get this bitch out of here, man. Done with this shit. Hold up. Okay, great. Got that one. Got that one. Cool. There it is. Okay, what the fuck did I do that for? Hold on. Jesus Christ, dude. Okay. All right, we did it, I guess. Is that the new one? Yep, that's cool. That works. Yep. Okay. That one? Mm-mm. I think this works. I think these are the right ones. Fuck it. I'm gonna send it anyway. Pardon my delay. Boom! And I sent that. Hold on, let's see. Let's see if it's a good one. I think they are. Yeah, are they? Yep, I got it. Yeah, buddy. Hold on. Yeah, I got it. All right, cool. I mean, that's all the fuck they needed? Jesus Christ, what the fuck? All right, cool. Well, you guys, I had a blast. This was a really, 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 really great episode. I think we learned a lot about one another. I think you guys were entertained. I think I was entertained. And we're just going to keep it rolling, man. Jesus Christ. We're going to keep it rolling, man. I got shit to do. Shout out to everybody out there who's got the gift of gab, man. You know what I mean? You know, dude. Because I really put something together out of nothing. You know, you really got to hand it to me. It's like a blind prostitute. You really got to hand it to me. All right, guys, I'm going to take a hit of this and get the fuck out of here. We did 92 minutes. I couldn't have done it without you. Great conversation, great topics, great insight. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Full Nelson Podcast. And this is the shittiest podcast out. We're not done yet. You can get a nice good hit on this bitch. You know what I mean? Hold up. It's over and out, you cocksucker.